What an amazing evening. What a start to an incredible function. You know, when I look back when we got started in the business, we had a lot of fun. But I want to tell you, you have much more fun now. We never had anything like this. And this is just absolutely amazing. And to see all these happy faces and everybody saying who's here, it just brings me back to realizing what a privilege we have in our hands to have a business like GNLD. We are all brought together as a family. We're in opposition to each other, yet we are family. And when we work together, there's a synergy that is just amazing. And if we can just do that, our business will grow and explode. So I just want to encourage you, start with yourself, husband and wife. Work together as a team. You know, when Peter and I got started in this business, he didn't want to come and have a look. I had to pull him there because we'd said we were going, and I said, if we've said something, we're going to do it. So we went along, and when he got there, he was even more negative because they had this big pile of product, and he thought somebody's going to ask him to go knocking on doors and selling product. So he sat there with his arms folded the whole night, and he was impossible. But anyway, I got very excited that night, and got that excited that he went to ask his folks to lend us the money to get started, because we didn't have the money. But you see, he promised me many things when he asked me, before he asked me to get married. He said, you know, I'll give you all these things if you'll marry me, you know, beautiful house and clothes. You've heard that before, I'm sure. And after 8 years of marriage, I hadn't seen any of those things yet. So I decided that this could be the opportunity. And he must have believed me because he went and borrowed the money. And we got started. And a year later, I quit my job. I was a nursing sister. I loved what I was doing. I loved the work. I loved working with people. And I just found that this was an opportunity that I could work with people even on a more personal way. And so that's why I've just loved this business and still love it today. And I think the thing that's been very exciting for me in this business is that for the last 23 years, Peace and I have been working together in this business. It was difficult in the beginning because it had been my business. My phone, my computer, my everything. And now I had to share it with somebody. But we got around that one because we need to get around all these little things if we want to work in synergy. And that's why I just want to encourage you. Start at home. And when it goes well at home, it will go well in your team. And you can help people, and you can be an example for them. And it's not always roses at home, trust me. Pete's very difficult to live with. But I love him very much. And I really thank God for him. Because I want to tell you, if it wasn't for him, we probably wouldn't still be in the business. Because there are times that it was really difficult. And I was very difficult. And he put up with me. And I know I was difficult, and I really praise God for him, because any other man probably would have left me. But we've had a wonderful journey in this business. We've achieved so many, many dreams. You know, in the beginning we say, what are your dreams? Well, my dreams was to travel overseas, a trip overseas. And I can't remember how many times we've traveled overseas with GNLD. And it's just been the most a wonderful, wonderful time. We've just come back from Hong Kong. And we went a bit earlier, and we were having fun, the two of us, like two children. We were on this, we went to the water park, and we went on all of these slides and all of these things that go up and down and round, and then you hang with your feet in the air and your head's down there. But we had fun, you know, and if we weren't in this business, we wouldn't be doing things like that. You know, we would probably be like many of our friends that said no to this business, and tonight I bet you by now they're in bed. I can assure you that four of them that I know are in bed already. And we're out here having fun. It's the most amazing opportunity. It keeps you young. If it wasn't for this business, we probably wouldn't still be married. So you've got things to look forward to in this business. So all I can encourage you to do tonight is just hang in there when it feels like it's getting tough. Because you know what happens when it's tough? You're building character. And I tell you, you need character for this business to hang in there for long enough. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, hi everyone. Isn't it wonderful to be in Bloemfontein? I see many faces that I don't know. I hope to meet you. But, you know, Gloria spoke about a lot of the fun we've had. And yes, it is true, I made many promises. And when we went to look at the business, I was one of these people who was career-minded. You know, I was working as an engineer on the gold mines, and then we went down to Natal. And I thought, well, I'm going to become, you know, I'm going to work in the sugar industry. And that's when we were exposed to GNLD. What happened is that my aim was to become the chief engineer on a sugar mill. You know, just making sugar. Don't eat sugar, guys. Trust me. Keep off it. But I wanted to become an engineer, then the chief engineer, and then the mill manager, because to me that looked like utopia. Until one day, you know, I had this big bubble now. Until one day, the mill manager, I was at home, Gloria was working in the Nelspruit area. The mill manager came to me and asked me if he could borrow some money from me. And I thought, bugger it. Oh, wait, sorry. I thought, man, that's where I'm striving to go to, where I've got to go to one of my junior people and borrow money from them. And that's when I said to Gloria, hey, we've got to get serious about this business. And you know, once we made that decision, folks, things started to change for us. We have had a lot of fun. And, you know, we've made wonderful friends. When we started in the business, we weren't poor. We were financially challenged, believe me. But we weren't poor because I believe to be poor is here. Not here. This is temporary. But if you let this become permanent, it becomes fatal. So guys, learn as much as what you can from this weekend. I've seen a list of the speakers. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. Take many notes, and guys, don't nudge your wife and say, scrafe, sissy, or write, my dear. You write some notes, because one day you're going to be put in a position where you've got to talk in front of a lot of people. Have fun this weekend, folks, and go home and just share this opportunity with many, many people. God bless.
Hi, good evening. My name is Llewellyn Dolman, and as you've heard, we live in Somerset West. I've been around in this opportunity for quite a few years. Now, in short, Ubre is our sponsor, and when we saw this opportunity, I was 26 years of age. Krishna was 23. And the reason why I share that is because there's many young people here tonight with us, and at the first evening when we saw this opportunity, I wanted to go and think, and I think both of us wanted to think about it. And Ubre asked us, how long do you want to think about it? And we basically said, give us a call tomorrow morning. And the next morning in the kitchen, we had a newly built house in 1980. And Krishna said, you phone Ubre. And I said, no, you phone Ubre. End of the day, what happened is, she said, you and I and whatever, she phoned Ubre, made the commitment, and from that day or the next day, she got started in the business, and she's still the lead in this business, doing it full-time, and I'm on a part-time basis in this business. But what I want to share about the age is, we attended a similar function like this many years ago, and we had a speaker, and he was extremely well-dressed. And the ladies all looked at him and says, he's a really good-looking guy. But that's on the side. He's not in this business anymore. But one thing that he did say at that conference was, there's only a few of you that's going to take next steps. And I said, I think he's arrogant. How can he say, we in an environment of excitement, say that there's only a few of you, there's a few who do. And we looked around and said, who is the few who's going to do it? And that evening, that day, we challenged ourselves as young adults to say, the few is going to be us. And that's my message tonight. Who of you is going to be the few leaders, the few is going to do, who's going to show the rest that you're going to take the next step and achieve your dreams? Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. Whew, I'm so excited to be here. It's like a family reunion, you know, to meet all your friends and family again. And I'm so proud of my team. We doubled this time since last time. So I'm proud of you guys. Eh? Yes. You know, Llewellyn shared a little bit about how when we got started, we were in 1980 when we joined the business, that's 34 years ago. We were a youngly married couple, and we had our first child was 7 months old, and I just stopped working as a nursing sister because I wanted to be a housewife. That was my dream, always to be a housewife, to raise my own children. And like, you know, most young couples, when they get married, they got big dreams for the future, but we soon found out that on one salary, we were living a life of existence, and there's a big difference between, you know, like living and existing. And well, then God sent an angel across our path, and you will meet that angel. He mentioned a name earlier, but you will meet that angel later on this evening. And she introduced us to this opportunity, and I can tell you, one thing she said that evening is, if you keep on doing what you currently do, you will always get what you currently got. And the same is true in our business. If you keep on doing what you currently do and you're not happy with the results that you currently got, you got to change what you're doing to get different results. But anyway, so we got started in the business, and I can tell you, 34 years later, this business has changed our lives completely. Today we are debt-free, and we give all the glory to God that He gave us the persistence, you know, to carry on in this business and to keep on sharing it with other people. So we're debt-free. We live a lifestyle that a lot of people can only dream of. And it's due to this business and the environment that we put in. Gloria mentioned about what we did in Hong Kong. I'm telling you, we had a ball. And I cannot even count anymore how many trips we had overseas, but it's probably very close to 60 now that we had with the company for international conventions. Now, do you think you can do that on a nurse's salary? Not at all, eh? But this business asks for persistence, and I quickly want to share with you a story that always keeps me going in this business. It reminds me of the story of this guy who heard about the Chinese bamboo, that if he planted, it will give him a harvest, and it will give him a harvest on an ongoing basis so that he can keep his family. So he got the seeds, and he sowed the seeds, and the story about that is that it would take many years for that seed to grow. Now, this guy didn't know that. He was watering the seeds, he got the soil right and the sunshine and all the fertilizers, and he keeps on watering. He watered that spot where he planted the seeds for one full year and nothing happens. And he started to become despondent. But he carried on, and he does it the second year. Every day he went and he watered the soil, but still nothing is happening. And by now, some of his neighbors were starting to laugh behind his back and said, that guy is crazy. He's watering soil and nothing is happening. And the third year, the same went on. And he also became despondent. He started to cry and say, well, is it worth it, you know, to keep on pouring water on this seeds that's supposed to be growing by now? But nothing happens. Comes the fourth year. Now he really is despondent because he also started to think he's crazy. But you know what? The fifth year, he was now in a routine to do it every day. So he just kept on watering that soil. When he got there in the fifth year, one morning, he saw a little green sprout coming up in the soil, and he was ecstatic with excitement. So he kept on watering it. And you know what happened? In 6 weeks, that little Chinese bamboo grew 90 feet in 6 weeks. Now, the question is, did it grow 90 feet in 6 weeks, or did it take 5 years to grow 90 feet? Now, obviously, the question is, or the answer is, it took 5 years to grow that height. And it's the same in our business. You know, sometimes we put into the business and we keep on working and we try and we cry, like I've done many times, and nothing happens. But if you get into the routine and just keep on doing it, I promise you that one day you will see that something is happening in your business. So never get despondent. Don't become despondent. This business can and will work for you if you keep on keeping on. So just practice that. I always hold on to that Chinese bamboo. Thank you. Lots of success.
Well, good evening, everybody. And it's so wonderful to see you here in Bloemfontein. I want to congratulate you for being here, for making the decision, putting in the commitment to decide you want to do something for your future. Because this is an opportunity here. And you know, if you heard everybody here, this is a business of stories, of success stories, of people changing their lives. And I remember when my wife and I, Lydia, when we looked at this business for the very first time, I was a full-time pastor. And I enjoyed tremendously what I was doing, but I could not look properly after my family. I could not pay my bills. You know, my car was falling apart. I had an old Volkswagen Golf full of rust, and the one back door fell off one day, so I had to replace it, and the only one I could get was a second-hand blue door. So, you know, that's the kind of life that we had. I had to borrow the money to start in the business from the bank manager. And he said it wouldn't make a difference because you owe me so much money. That's okay, you know, you can still borrow that money to start to get your kit. And we started, you know, and we started at a time that was not convenient for us. My wife was pregnant with a second child, and she was 3 weeks away from giving birth to the second child. And that's not the perfect time to start. But we started anyway. And you know what I learned from that is, when you have to make important decisions in your life, the time is not always the right time. It will never be the right time. But you have to make a decision and make a commitment to decide, I'm going to do it. And we decided to do it. And today when I think, why did we do it? Is because we were so sick and tired of the struggles financially and getting nowhere and all these kind of things that we decided to do it. But you know, then we decided we want to do it now. And let me tell you, then we get the first challenge. And you know what the first challenge was? To get our first weekend function like you have decided to come here. Our weekend function was 1.5 hours drive from where we stayed and lived. I didn't have the money. My car was falling apart. When I tried to borrow money from my sponsor, I only got a voicemail on his phone. Not available. Right? And what I did, I actually went out, sold some Super 10, the good old Super 10, the dependable Super 10, got some money, put petrol in my tank, and could pay for the accommodation. And let me tell you, that weekend was the weekend that the penny dropped for us. And we made the decision, we want to do this business and build this business. And that's why our business have gone to where it is today. So there come a time where you have to make a strong decision and you will never defer from it, and nobody will get you away from that decision. And I hope that this weekend is the one where you will make that decision for yourself and the penny will drop for you, because the lineup of the weekend is really amazing. Charlie and Alta has put in a tremendous effort with their whole team with this weekend. But you know, folks, so our life have changed. Today, it's a total different story. It's just incredible. You know, today I can be a freelance pastor. I have a ministry in the West Coast down in Cape Town area. And also, I recognize Jesus Christ as the CEO of my business, and I give him all the glory for what is happening. And let me tell you, that is what I would call freedom for me. I can do a ministry without worrying about where is the next buck going to come from, right? And we stay down in Cape Town. We stay close to the sea in a place called Blouberg Strand. You know, there's even a song that was made by Afrikaans lady on Blouberg Strand, and it's always good to hear that. And you know what is amazing, and that is maybe a little bit naughty, but you know, when I drive down the beach with my pitch black SLK Mercedes, you know, he's topless, you know. I mean, you can take the top off. And I drive. What did I say wrong? You see, my English is not my first language. English is not my first language, so please excuse me. And I listen to the music of the Beach Boys while the wind is blowing through my hair. I say, you know what? I feel sorry for those guys who's not interested in this business, you know? It's just one of those naughty thoughts that I have. But in any case, and, you know, my health has been improved so tremendously because when we started the business, I had bronchitis every winter. Now I'm totally healed from that, as one example. And my family is getting a lot of benefits, my wife, my two daughters, my son. And we have the most amazing team because you cannot build a future without a team. I recognize the team, those team members that are here, the team members wherever they are. And let me tell you, our lives have changed tremendously. We've traveled the world. Just one thing on Hong Kong. You see, Hong Kong is on our mind, eh? But you know, Hong Kong is an incredible place. And when I walked around there, I see all these little short people, and you cannot get away from the feeling that people are looking up to you, one way or another, you know. It was a crazy feeling. But in any case, I just want to say, this weekend is about you, the person sitting in your seat. And I want to encourage you to start writing your own story this weekend. And know that you can be incredibly successful, and you can follow your dreams, and you can make a big difference in many people's lives and in your own life. So have a great weekend and get everything out of it. Have a good one.